You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Today is December 12th. As we record this, people might be listening to this on a podcast later on, but just for the record,
yep.
On December 12th, Jeremy would like to make an announcement. The floor is yours, sir.
Thank you. We do this every year right around this time. It's just kind of a general public service announcement for those of you in a bad relationship right now, or a relationship that you're wondering, do I see a future with this person? Probably not.
You're saying it doesn't even have to be bad.
It doesn't have to be bad. Maybe you're just like, it's not ideal. You probably don't see this person in your life in the new year. Should I drag him through Christmas? Should I not? I think today is the day. As I look at the Christmas countdown clock of 12 days, 15 hours, and 57 minutes away, today is probably do or die when it comes to breaking up with somebody. I think it needs to be done today. If you go any longer this week, you're probably definitely going to be wrapped into Christmas Eve, Christmas, family events, and then you will be pulled right on through to New Year's Eve and starting the new year with this toxic person in your life. I think today's the day that you probably call it off. It's a Monday. You can maybe point to something that happened this weekend that just kind of sealed the deal for you. But it should be done today. You don't have to buy a gift now for this person. You don't have to bring them to your family dinner or go to their family dinner. Would you agree with me, Dom, that about 12 days out is pretty decent?
Well, I know this is something that you've mentioned every year. I kind of feel like the 12th is too late.
Oh, really?
I do.
You think this should have been a last week thing or a beginning of the month?
I think it should be right after Thanksgiving, so like the Monday after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
That's what I think. I think once you roll into December, it's too
You're hooked in? You're locked in?
Yeah, because you want to give the person time to sort of get over everything. You know?
Maybe. I think there's time at this point today to get over it and maybe even, you know, plan on meeting somebody new for the holidays. Even
Boy, that's
going
fast.
To an event or something. I mean, if you know, you know.
I guess what you would do is you would meet someone who also got dumped.
Yes.
And so if everyone has to break up on the 12th, then on the 13th, there'll be a whole lot of people on the market.
Right. That's very true, man. Very
there should
true.
Be a dating site that's just called Recently Dumped or something like that.
Dumped for the holidays.
Yeah. And you find someone who, like you, has had that talk.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. The 12th seems late to me.
I would be more than happy to open this up to some phone calls. Maybe if you want to say this is too late or if it's perfect timing. Or if you can wait another week even to do the dumping, I'm open for suggestions, ideas. If you're going to be dumping somebody this week, I want to hear about that. I mean, the sky's the limit on this.
What Nadine do you see? Is funny. Nadine wrote in a text. She goes, break up on Cyber Monday and give them a subscription to Match.com.
I like Amy's too. She says she's going to stick around for the gifts at this point, I guess, and then break up with him after New Year's. So you're going to stick around, get your gifts. Well, the problem is, the flaw with that is that you also have to buy him a gift. You know, so it's not like you're saving money or anything, or you're just getting gifts.
Or that could be part of the breakup.
That the gift sucked?
Thank you. This was wonderful. No, I didn't get you anything.
I mean, that could be.
I don't see a future here, so.
Yeah, that's one of the signs that the end is near, I suppose.
MG texted, and MG says, dumped for the holidays sounds like a Hallmark movie title.
Yes. It
sure
doesn't
does.
It though?
It
In
definitely
fact, I'm sure
does.
There has to be. There's how many, like 7,000 Hallmark Christmas movies?
They all
and Lifetime Channel.
Have something
there
to do with dumping.
There has to be one where it's two dumpies who get together.
Right.
You
right,
know,
right.
And put a salve on each other's wounds.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You know, and if that hasn't been written, I'm sure somebody can write it in about 15 minutes.
Make it happen. Dumped for the holidays. I'm still sticking with today's a good day to do the dumping, though. I really am.
Robert from Loveland says, I agree with Dom. It's too late. Yeah, I think he waited too long. I see you say the 10th or the 12th of December. I say if it hasn't happened by the 1st, you got to tough it out for another month.
Oh, God, no. Well, then, like, if you do tough it out through January, when do you call it off in January? Right after New Year's?
Oh, yeah.
New Year's Day? I mean, the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, that's when you're done?
Let's just say the 3rd.
Oh, my God. All right, I guess. I don't care. Thoughts, comments, come on, tell me if I'm wrong.
I don't agree with Eileen. She wrote in and said, boys, if you don't do it by mid-November, you have to wait till after Valentine's Day.
Oh, God, no. That's way too long.
That's too much.
That is way too much.
You know, life is short, Eileen. That's November, yeah. December, January. That's 3 months. You got to tough that out.
Get somebody new for Valentine's Day. I got three, Jason, Jenny, and Eric. Jason says, dudes, I feel like it's coming. If not today, then this week. My girlfriend is very distant, and every time I ask her what she wants for Christmas, she says she doesn't know. He also says, I even asked her if she wants to coordinate clothes for Christmas dinner. She said she'd think about it. She's usually really into that cute kind of stuff. And that was from Jason.
He wants to coordinate clothes?
That's immediately where I went, and she, now I can't blame her for breaking up with you,
she
Jason.
Needs to, yeah, she needs to go ahead and...
I hope it happens within the next 45 minutes, if that's like, what you guys are doing.
You just announced to the world that you coordinate clothes on a date, she, you know, dude. Wants,
yeah, she's usually really into that cute kind of stuff.
I think we're seeing the problem.
Jason, no, you're going to be single forever.
Just no.
Jenny wrote in and said, wow, guys, encouraging people to break up real nice. How about you put a more positive spin on it and encourage the joy and love of this season? Rare. Well, if you're not happy, then get out of it.
I mean, who wrote that?
That will make you joy, Jenny. That will bring you joy.
Well, Jenny,
and love.
I mean, we cover enough joy things. I mean, we're trying to do the whole spectrum here. There are people. I mean, this is real life. There are people who are going through this. So we talk about real life. It's not always, you know, look, the toxic positivity is just down the dial.
Yeah.
You know, where everything is unicorns and rainbows.
Right.
And
they're going to be like,
sunshine
stay together for Christmas to rekindle that love.
Yeah.
Where you just got off a weekend of fighting with each other. You don't want to bring that into the holidays.
I'd rather tell it like it is.
Let me give you
I'm laughing at Susie, who said, single and ready to jingle.
That's a t-shirt if I ever saw one, man. I love that. I love, love, love that. Let me give you one from Eric really quick, because I didn't think about it from this angle. Eric says, bad, bad, bad idea. Now your whole family is going to ask where your significant other is for the holidays. Keep them around until the new year, or enjoy answering all the nonstop family questions. And that was from Eric on text.
Then you got to do that weighing thing. It's the scale, right? It's the... Is it worth just, you know, it takes 2 seconds to say, it just didn't work out, you know, and you move on versus going through a holiday with someone you know you're breaking up with, that's a drain on your soul, too.
It's the ultimate fake, man, because you got to put a smile on your face. And
yeah, I'd rather deal with Aunt Edna and just say, you know.
Well, didn't work out.
Or just look at Aunt Edna and go, Nunya.
None ya, auntie.
That's a none ya.
None your business.
Jessica from Firestone says, after Christmas, before New Year's, so you can party without the drag.
Hey, there you go. Don't pull me down for the new year.
That's kind of interesting.
That's pretty good. God, there's a lot coming in. People are all over the place.
Yeah, hold on. Just a couple more. Could call that dating site
Single Bells. Single Bells. What was this? Somebody agreed with you about Black Friday. What did you say about Black Friday?
Rocky. That's a she, Rocky. I agree with Dom. Do it Black Friday. Everything is on sale. Dates are probably cheaper and easy to find at Target.
Oh, so they're saying maybe go to Target, she's saying, to maybe meet somebody? I don't get that one.
I don't know.
Anyway, you guys do you. My recommendation is today, though. Today's the cutoff, or enjoy the dreadful holiday.